Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, Grant and Danny. On the Fan, the Commanders play the Eagles in Philly tomorrow. We'll be at Lincoln Financial Field, but before that, we'll do a live show from a bar in Philly. So if you're going up there, let us know. We'll tell you where we'll be. Thanks for making the show part of your day on this Wednesday. Will the Commanders be able to slow down the Eagles' receivers without Marshon Lattimore? Felt like when they acquired him, they would need him for this Eagles game because A.J. Brown torched them. He basically derailed Emmanuel Forbes' rookie season single-handedly last year. I mean, what he did to him
was rough.
In week four was like illegal in 19 states at the time. And I'm pretty sure it's become illegal in six more states since. They passed some laws after the election. A lot of people worked some things through or whatever. It's 25 states now, Danny, where you cannot do to someone.
You can't do it.
What A.J. Brown did to Emmanuel Forbes the last time these two teams played. I'd like to think that they can devise a plan to slow those guys down. I'm just not confident in it. And here's my reasoning. Because they've got to load the box still. They have to slow down Saquon Barkley. This is the issue when you play Philly. Barkley is having a banner first year with the Eagles. He is second in the NFL in scrimmage yards. 1149. He is second in the NFL in rushing yards, 991, on the verge of 1,000 already in week 11. And he's playing Washington for the 10th time in his career, and wouldn't you know it, if you're a Commanders fan, I don't need to tell you this, Saquon Barkley feasts on this team. This is the club he has had his most success against of any team in the NFL. More scrimmage yards, 1164, more touchdowns, 8, against Washington than any other opponent. So I think you've got to, first and foremost, accommodate any kind of a run plan you have by getting some bodies down, maybe less too high safety stuff. That was the whole idea of bringing Lattimore over, is you let him play half of the field by himself. Well, not anymore. I think you got to help St. Just. You got to help certainly Mikey Sanristil or possibly even Noah Igbinoghene, whoever's on Devontae Smith. I don't think you're going to travel St. Just with A.J. Brown. They may. They've showed some willingness to do that, but I don't think that's going to work necessarily consistently. Although I think I like him more on A.J. Brown than I do Devontae Smith, just based on the size and the length and the physicality and some of those things. But it is a bad personnel matchup. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah, I don't feel good about this one at all for this big reason. They can't stop good wide receivers. Lattimore was supposed to help with that. They have not done it yet. I'll let you know when they do. Malik Nabers, 127 yards. Evans and Godwin, 13 catches, 2 touchdowns before they called off the dogs and just handed it off. Jamar Chase, 120 yards, multiple touchdowns. Zay Flowers, 9 for a buck, 72 and a half. They can't stop good wideouts. So, no, I have no confidence at all that I think any kind of plan is just writing on a wall at this point. Like, this to me is a terrible matchup for them. If I was to design a team and an offense that this particular Washington defense, as constructed, could not handle, it would be this one. You already mentioned it. Dynamic running back that can do everything, that can run for power, run for speed, and catch the ball. Receivers on the outside that force you to honor everything else. a tight end that's not necessarily a playmaker anymore. Goddard runs kind of like I do after a workout. Not real effectively, but still is crafty and underneath and can do some things. And a quarterback that can escape danger and carry it in his own right in Hurts. This is the kryptonite to what was already a pretty, you know, pedestrian, okay, even mediocre at times unit. I have zero confidence in their ability to stop Philadelphia.
Yeah, I get that. And I am also worried about the matchup defensively. That is different, I should say, than whether or not I give them a chance to win the game. Because going back to Cincinnati, the reason I was so high on them against Cincy going into that game, and while I didn't think they were going to win outright, the reason I 100% thought they'd cover and thought it would be tight and thought they could win was I thought they were going to move the ball on Cincinnati throughout the game. Now, the Eagles' defense is actually playing at a very, very high level statistically. In fact, five-game winning streak since their week five bye, the Eagles' defense over that time ranks number one in scoring and number one in yardage. And their plus 82-point differential over their last five games, all wins, is second best to Detroit. So they've been cooking. But they're not playing anybody. That's also part of this. Their opponents in that five-game span are the Browns, who had a broken offense with Deshaun Watson, the Giants, who Washington seen twice, not a good offense, the Jaguars and the Cowboys both can't manage to move the football with any consistency. The only good offense they've played or good quarterback they played in that time is Joe Burrow in Cincinnati. And I'm not sitting here doing throwing stones with my glass house. I'm not pretending like Washington's beat a bunch of good teams. But I am telling you that in this five-game winning streak, the Eagles have beaten five teams with a combined 13-35 record. And that everyone's now crowning this defense under Vic Fangio, which I think is good. Legitimately, yeah. I think they are good. Do I think they're as great as they've played? Do I think they're as dominant as they've looked the last 5 weeks? No, because this is by far the best offense they've faced in that time.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
So I'll tell you what I think about this defense, I guess, in about 36 hours. Like at the end of the game, I'll say, yeah, they're really good, or see, I told you so.
In Philly, they're talking, they're going, hey, this is one of their toughest tests of the year. Cincinnati, which they passed. Cincinnati's offense is really good. Burrow's having a prolific year. But the discussion is, okay, now can you handle this one? We're going to find out how, quote unquote, good our defense is, because you got to deal with Washington.
But I do think it's going to take 34 points, 31 points.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be Cincinnati 2.0, a primetime night game where Jaden Daniels has to go ball out like he's in Baton Rouge playing Alabama in the SEC under the lights. I mean, it's going to be that kind of vibe, that kind of feel. Either he's spectacular or they probably don't have much of a chance. Because the answer to the question we're asking people for me is, will they be able to defend Brown and Smith? Well, I say no. I think Brown goes for 100. I think Smith goes for 60. Like, I think the Eagles move the football and have plenty of production, enough that they're going to feel good about winning when they look at their box score at the end of the game offensively. And then it's just up to, can Washington's offense, which has been more efficient than almost every offense in the sport other than Baltimore for most of this year, be great again, like it was really prior to two of the last 3 weeks, let's say, as they've leveled off some statistically a little bit. But I'll give Jalen Hurts credit, too, because a couple of years ago he was amazing, went all the way to the Super Bowl, MVP candidate. I thought he outplayed Mahomes in the Super Bowl. Mahomes was good. He was great. easily could have won a title game. Last year, I thought he was mostly the reason for their offensive woes. I thought he struggled a ton. Have you seen his numbers since the bye week?
They're eye-popping.
I mean, he has been sensational. He's been, this is their last five games now post-bye. 16 combined touchdowns and one interception for him. He's looking to become the third quarterback ever to post six consecutive games with a quarterback rating over 115. He is on fire right now. So I am worried about this secondary without Lattimore. No doubt about that. Let's go to, is it Rami in D.C. on GND? What's up? How are you? Ronnie, I'm sorry.
Yeah, this is Ronnie. What's up, guys?
Hey, buddy.
Only chance we got with our defensive backfield against the Eagles tomorrow is if we bring Darryl Green's jersey down out that rafter and replace him and replace that boy, St. Juice. I don't know why he's still on this team. But I'm thinking that if we can score enough points, just like you guys are saying, we can score enough points that we can get ahead of these guys and we'll beat them 32-31.
It's going to have to be a shootout. I agree with you. I don't even know if you got to be out in front as much as, you know, you could go back and forth or come from behind. Do you agree with me, though, Danny? It's really hard-pressed to see them winning a game where they don't score upper 20s at least.
Now, weird stuff happens in the NFL where you look at, you know, an over-under will be in the 50s, and then, you know, both teams can't get a first down.
Especially on Thursday night.
Yeah.
Like, the Eagles could go for a 4th-and-2 and not get it, and then you could pick them off inside the 10, and next thing you know, they've got 3 points with 4 minutes to go in the half or something.
Yeah.
That could happen.
But on paper, This is a shootout as shootouts get on, you know what I mean? Like, just in terms of the construction. I don't see them winning this game without being in the mid-30s. Because, right? I would treat it as this. When they have the ball, this is like prime Kansas City territory. Not the current Kansas City, which scores like 10 points a game. But prime Kansas City, I would treat every punt as points for them in some way. And I'm holding to field goals is a victory in that regard.
Yeah, I think that there's a path to winning this game, maybe like 27-20 is as good as I can say defensively I could see them playing. That would take bowing up in the red zone, to your point, in a way that they really have not been. I mean, that's going to have to happen at some point here. They got to start turning some of the touchdowns they're giving up into field goals. But if they could turn Philly over a couple times, you know, in plus territory, if you could force a field goal or two rather than giving up sevens, now all of a sudden on four drives inside that 30 and in strike zone, maybe you got 6 points to show for it, something like that. Now it's 20 instead of 30 at the end of the game, and maybe you could win that way. But I do think it feels to me like if Washington wins, it's going to be 34-30. If the Eagles win, it's probably like 30-20, 27-23, something like that. Let's go to Jay, who's in D.C. Do you think the secondary can bow up here without Lattimore?
Hey, what's up, guys? Thanks for taking my call.
Hey, buddy.
All right. Hey, first of all, I don't think you can actually stop these guys, those two guys on the corner. I think you just have to contain them. You can't give them a two-way go. You can't let them beat us passing the ball and running the ball. You have to take something away. You have to take one or the other. And that's what we didn't do against Baltimore. We let them have the running game and the passing game. Take something away and live with the results. The thing that I think that we have going for us is the fact that this is a division rival game, right? Division rival games are pretty much always closer in outcomes. What we have in our favor is this is not a brand new coach who is new to the rivalry. Dan Quinn and Joe Witt and those guys have seen the Philadelphia Eagles for the past 3 years. This will be the third year, I think, But the past 3 years, they haven't had drop dead or knockout corners. They've played them with Deron Bland and those guys, and look at what they're doing now. So I think
well,
they
Deron
can
Bland at one point in time, thanks for the call.
Appreciate you.
Did lead the league in interceptions, though. I mean, it's not like they've done it with dudes off the street. I mean, Bland got paid, like, you're talking about some decent cornerbacks. But I agree with you. Like, they can devise a plan. The problem is this group that they're coaching here in D.C. right now has been a problem against quality wide receivers. This past week, George Pickens, who most of the year has been a non-factor for the Steelers, it's gotten better in their passing game with Russell Wilson. But wasn't huge. It's not like he went for 100. He got close, I think, 90 yards and touchdown. But he was an issue in that game. There was one receiver he had to worry about, just one. And they couldn't figure out how to get him, after a good first half, to stay quiet in the second half.
Yeah, I think there was a good plan on the play that St. Juice gave up a 15, 16-yard cushion to Mike Williams where he got beat deep for a touchdown. I bet you the plan was excellent on that play. Don't get beat for a touchdown. What can you do about that? Go back as far as you humanly as humanly possible to give the guy cushion and space. Still ran by him. So, to me, like, plans are important, and I'm all about it. And we can see the impact this coaching staff has had on the other side of the ball, specifically with the offense. But I think there's the best, greatest plan in the world doesn't matter with this coverage group.
Yeah, I would say their plan was probably better than the result and the execution when Pickens ran through like four tackles for 32 yards on that one player who was like hopping around and jumping in the air and putting his knee out like it was Antonio Brown. Remember that?
Yeah.
That should have been a 15-yard gain or less. You know, Quan Martin flying up, making the tackle. Plan was okay. They just needed to execute that better. And the question is, will they be able to?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.